start. Okay. You know, we begin Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is a mesechta that deals with dayanim, and there is a mitzvah really to appoint dayanim. It's a mitzvah of minui hadayanim, appointing dayanim. It was in last week's parsha, right? Shoftim shortu titi l'chab chol sharachet. It's a mitzvah of minui dayanim, to appoint dayanim, and to appoint dayanim in a real way to make sure that they're really good fellows, because whenever there's a beis din that sits on a din Torah, the Shechin is there. Elokim nitzav batat kel. Hashem is always there, the Shechina, when a beis din sits and they paskin. And therefore, it's a very serious endeavor. Everything, obviously, with the Shechina is going to be serious. And therefore, the dayanim, when they sit, there's a notion of Elokim nitzav batat kel. So therefore, it's a very serious issue. And our Mishnah, we're not going to read through every line of the Mishnah, but I gave it to you this morning. Our Mishnah really has three different levels of beis din in halacha, okay? And the lowest level is beis din of shlosha, is considered to be for dini momenus, right, for financial matters. That's the beis din of three. And then there's a second level called the beis din of esrim v'shlosha, which is 23, which is for dini nefashos, which is for capital punishment cases. Why don't we have capital punishment bizman hazeh? We do not have capital punishment bizman hazeh within halacha, okay? Because there are three things that you need, and we're going to talk about the first one today, b'shem, later in shir, and that is the reason why we don't have dini nefashos nowadays. You need three prerequisites to have dini nefashos. Number one, you need to have smicha. And when I say smicha, it doesn't mean the smicha from our yeshiva, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Chana, it's a good smicha. It doesn't mean smicha from the Rabbanu. It doesn't mean smicha from Zalman Nechemiah Shlita. It means smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. The smichas that we have nowadays are nice things, but they're just degrees. Good degrees, the things you could strive for, but it's not the real smicha that Moshe gave to Yeshua on down. So you need to have smicha. We don't have that. Number two, the Gemara says later on in our Masechta, the Gemara makes a drasha that in order to have dinin nefashos, you need the Kohanim to be doing voted in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have that, unfortunately. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So we don't have the Avoda B'Mikdash. Okay, the Gemara darshan's a pasuk, it's a special drasha, that in order to have dinin nefashos, you need to have Karbonos. We don't have it. And number three, we do not have the Sanhedrin HaGadol, sitting in the Lishkas HaGazis, okay? You know what the Lishkas HaGazis is? It's a certain place in the Beis HaMikdash where the Sanhedrin HaGadol sat. That was made up of 71 Dayanim. Actually, it's a machlokas in the Mishnah, you learned it. Rav Yudah says 70, come say 71, okay? But you need for a base of 23 to function, to don on dini nefashos cases, you need a Sanhedrin HaGadol to exist with 71 Dayanim. Since we do not have any of these three prerequisites, and you need all three, we don't have capital punishment bizman hazeh in halach. Okay? We don't have it. Amongst the Ben Noach, so Rabbanan Soloveitchik Tzatzal Rebbe once said, maybe you do. If you have a murderer and one of the states in America has a death penalty, and they execute a fellow who's a mass murderer, maybe they fulfill the mitzvah of Shem Mitzvah Noach. One of them is Dinim, and they executed a murderer. But that's within the Noachite code. Within our code of Tariag Mitzvahs, we don't have Dini Nefashos Bizman Hazeh. So that's the second level of Beis Din that you have. Okay? And then, of course, the third level, the Mishnah elaborates and says, is the Beis Din HaGadol, known Beis Din HaGadol Sheb Yushalayim, which is Sheb Lishkas HaGazis, which is in the Lishkas HaGazis, which is made up of Shivim, Ve'echa, we paskin like the Chachamim. It's made up of 71, Shivim Ve'echad, and therefore that is a special beis din needed for certain things. For example, what did the Mishnah say? To declare an erei didachas, or to go out to war on the Chamas Rishus, you need the psak of the 71 Dayanim. So that's very important as an introductory point as to we have three different types of categories based in halacha. 3, 23, and 71. Alpi halachin. Okay? That is this concept. And there is the mitzvah of what we call mitzvah shel minui hadayanim. There's a mitzvah to appoint dayanim. all, and it's an interesting question. Does it apply to all three? We don't have to get into the details of that now, but there is such a mitzvah of Minu Adam that I want you to know, based on that pasuk, and it breaks down to be these three levels. Now, the Rav Zatzal pointed out that the Basin of 71 has an added element of just paskin. They are actually, as Rav Shechter Shlita mentioned today in the Mismedrish, they are known, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, as being the Elmudei HaHorah. They are the progenitors of the Mesorah of Torah Sheval Peh. So not only do they paskin, they are the repository, was the Rav's language. Whatever repository means, repository is the opposite of depository. Deposit you give into the bank. I guess repository, they are the ones that generate Torah Sheval Peh. Not only do they paskin on certain topics like our Mishnah says, but they also what are the progenitors of the Mesorah of Torah Sheval Peh in a most real way. And that is why it's an interesting point that I want to just point out, that we normally do not allow a ger to sit on the Sanhedrin Agol, because that's considered to be Srara, authority. And there's a very big problem with two of the great Tanoim. You know, the first Mishnah, the first Pirik in Avos, quotes many Tanoim, and what period was that called? The Zugos. You know, Shammai v'Hillel, Shmaya v'Avtalion. You're familiar with the first Pirik in Avos. That's called the Zugos. And the first one mentioned is the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. The second one is the Av Beis Din. Shmaya v'Avtalion were Gerim. So how could Shmaya v'Avtalion sat on the Sanhedrin Agadol? That's a very big problem. The Tosos Yontif in Avos and Pirik Aleph Mishnah Yud, Dibur Maskel Shmaya v'Avtalion, and the Bar Tanur said they were a Geri Tzedek. And the Rambam also writes in his Akdama to the Yadach HaZaka, he writes they were Geri Tzedek. So if they Geri Tzedek, what's going on? How could they have what served on the Sanhedrin? So the Maharal writes in the Sefer Derech Chaim, they weren't Geri themselves, they came from Geri. That's what the Maharal writes. Okay? The Maharal writes in the Sefer Derech Chaim, that's his Perush and Avos, that they were not Geri themselves, but rather they what? They came from Geri. However, the Rav Zatzal wanted to say differently, and I want you to get this. The Rav said beautifully, he said, that Bezin Nagadol plays two roles, like we said. Sometimes they paskin, like on making an city in Ir Nidachas, or going out to war, right? But sometimes they are also the Amudi Ra, and I'll write number two, they're poskim. They paskin on certain topics. So the Rav said, when it came to giving the shiurim and beating the progenitors of the Mesorah, Shmaya v'Avtalion, despite the fact they were Gerim, could be part of it. But the paskin on the topics in our Mishnah of Irim Idachas, or making us be able to go out to battle, that they would have to recuse themselves. They would have to recuse themselves, and they would have other Dayanim that would take their place. That's how the Rav wanted to answer that kasha. The Rav wanted to say they taka were Gerim. You don't have to say like the Maharal that they came from Geri. They themselves were Geri. And to serve as the Amudei HaHorah, which is the Torah Sheval Peh, to give Shiurim, no problem. They could do that, not a problem. To Paskin, there they'd have to recuse themselves. And we find, Halacha L'maisa, I want you to note this, is that it's interesting that the Beis Din HaGadol sits all day from Tumen Shel Shachar until Tumen Shel Ben Arbayim. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they also sit in the Beis Medrash in the Har Habayis. Beis Din of 3 and 23, they never sit on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And a Beis Din of 3 and 23, what do they normally sit to? They normally sit till the end of the sixth hour of the day. Why is it different that the Beis Din HaGadol can sit the whole day? And they also sit in Beis Medrash on Shabbos. What's going on with that chiluk? The Rav said that's exactly the chiluk. When they were giving shiurim, they could what? They could do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they sat the whole day. But when it comes to 3 and 23, 3 and 23's job is solely to paskin. If it's solely to paskin, they only did it until the end of the sixth hour? And they only did it when? They didn't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay? So I want to point out those are three distinctions we just made between 3 and 23 on one hand, let's say, as opposed to what? As opposed to 71. Because 71 has those two elements to it. They paskin, but they're also the progenitors of the Mesorah. That's why if you say progenitors of the Mesorah, you'd allow a ger, Shmaya v'Avtalion. You don't have to say like the Maharal, number one, the Rav said. Number two, they could sit on Shabbos and Yom Tov. because they're saying shiurim when they're paskening they can. And number three, the reason why they sit the whole day is because they have that element also of amudi ha'orah. So that's the. This is what I want to get home. Let's go home this nekuda that whenever we talk about Beis Din, you have to know there are three levels of Beis Din halacha. Okay, there are three levels of Beis Din halacha, and these are the three that we have. But the Beis Nagadol has this added role of being the progenitors of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the repository of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, now if that's the case. And we said that the Beis Din of 23 also sits on Dini Nefashos, not Dini Mamonos. The Beis Din of 3, a Beis Din of 3 is Dini Mamonos, and these three prerequisites are needed. That's why we don't have Dini Nefashos Bizman Hazeh. Okay, so the Mishnah lists off many, many different cases. Right? Many different cases that require 3, 23, 71. But the question is this list exhaustive or not? What do I mean to say by an exhaustive list? What do I mean to say? Does it mean dafka or lav dafka? What does exhaustive mean? Exhaustive means what? No. Dafka, exactly. Exactly. It means exactly this and nothing else. So what I want to begin with is the following. And that is that there are Rishonim in different places in Shas. First and foremost, the Tosus on the Daf that asks that there are certain topics that are not included in the Mishnah. Okay? And why is it that those topics are not included in the Mishnah? Okay, that's what I want to begin with it right now. Okay, because it lists off all these topics that we did. You did in the Mishnah and Seder, right? But there are certain topics that are in the Mishnah that are very puzzling. Let's begin now with the Tosus inside. Okay, let's take a look. It's a hard Tosus. Okay, but that makes it more scar for us. Lafum tzara agra, you get more scar in a melis. Let's look at the Tosus here. Okay, inside. Okay, who wants to read the Tosus? Who wants to volunteer to read the Tosus? Anybody? Go ahead, Yoni. Let's go. Dini Momenus.
Right. Dini Momenus Bishlosha. So, Achar Shana. Achar Shana Dini Mabitalsa.
The Tlasa Bobby. Mashmini.
Mashmini.
Mashmienu Bekama.
Danin
Osom. After we learn the three Masechtas, Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, and Baba Basra, right? A lot of people, I myself was bothered about what that first line was talking about. Then we finally figured it out. After Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Basra are taught, the first, the middle gate, the last gate, now we begin Masechtas Enter and tell me how many Dayanim we need for each din tire. Okay? That's what Tosus means. Okay? Go ahead now. Now he begins the point that we said, the Nekuda. Go ahead. The Ha. There's a letter vav add in the Gosh Tzunim. Go ahead.
The law, Tana Kover.
Yeah, Vaha. Read Vaha. Vaha.
Vaha. The law, Tana Kover, Shloshim Shala Ed. The Ketanan Shah Ara Knasa.
Ah. Kofar is what? Kofar is, God forbid, if someone sure kills a human being. You have to pay the worth of that individual. Kofar. So, Machlokus in the Gemara, three shitas. Whether Kofar is Mamon, Knas, or a Kapara, or Atonement. There are three shitas in Tanoi. What the nature of the payment of kofar is. Why wasn't kofar in the Mishnah? What is Shloshim Shalevit? What is Shloshim Shalevit? If someone sure kills an Evi Knaini, what's an Evi Knaini? An Evi Knaini is a man that's bought off the slave market. He's a non-Jew. He's given milah. He goes to the mikvah. He's a half-Jew, the Rambam writes. He's chayv in mitzvah like a Jewish woman, a full-fledged Jewish woman. Chayv in lavin, and mitzvah says she's shalob is man grama. If you free that Evi Knaini, what's the din? If he goes to the mikvah a second time, the Rambam says he's a full-fledged Jewish man. According to Muki Yosef, he only required tefillah midrabbanan. The Rambam holds tefillah shniyah is minat Torah. You have to go to the mikvah a second time midiraisa to become fully Jewish. The Muki Yosef says you only got to do tefillah midrabbanan the second time. You're already almost fully Jewish. So Machloek is Rambam Muki Yosef. When you do it in the mikvah a second time, does that mean a Torah midrabbanan? Whatever the case might be, a shore that kills an Evi Knaini, you must pay 30 talents of silver. It's a Beferish Apostle in Chumash. Those are Knossos. Why are those two not in the Mishnah? And we're going to call them two, we're going to call them really one, because Tosus views it as one. It's two separate Knossos, but they're very similar, because a shore is the one who causes it. So Tosus says, why aren't they in the Mishnah? Go ahead, Yonah. So he's going to give how many terutzim? He's going to give
three
terutzim. Correct. He's going to give three terutzim to this kasha. Go ahead. Yes, because is that mentioned in our Mishnah? No, is that mentioned in our Mishnah that a shor has to be executed in front of 23? Is that in our Mishnah or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Go ahead, Ubizman. Nishalman Kofer, Vishloshim. Ah, so what is Tosa's answer?
The Kapar is a byproduct of the capital case.
So therefore what?
Mentioned,
it is mentioned in the Mishnah. That's how Ron Swag Shlita always taught us. We got to hit this home. Every time you have a kasha in Rishonim, there's a premise in the kasha. And when you give the answer, there are two ways to analyze that answer. What are the two ways? Either the premise is destroyed, or the premise remains. And therefore what? I have to come up with a new svara from left field or right field. Why I answer the kasha. So what was the premise of the kasha? Why is Kofer and Shloshim Shalev not in the Mishnah? What's the answer of Tosis? It is mentioned. The premise is correct. Why isn't it mentioned? Actually, in our terminology, we'll say the premise is wrong. The premise of the kasha was that what? Kofer and Shloshim Shalev are not in the Mishnah. What's the answer? It is in the Mishnah. The premise is wrong. That's what Tosis is saying. It is included in the Mishnah. Because every time you have what? A shor that's executed, you have Kofer. Or you have Shloshim Shalev. One of the two. Every time a shor kills someone, you execute the shor, you have to pay kofer. And you have to pay, if the Eved Kenani is killed, you have to pay Shloshim Shalev. Okay? Everyone got that, Klor? Go ahead, Yona.
The
Alpi? That's against the Tanner of Elazar. What does Rabbi Elazar say in Baba Kama? That if an Eid Echad comes forward and says, Mr. X is shor killed Mr. Y, or the owner of the shor admits that his own shor killed someone, that generates a chiyuv kofer. An Eid Echad or Hodah generates a kofer. But can you execute that shor? No, because there was only an Eid Echad, or there was a Hodah. So what did we just do, Ellie? We dug up a case where you can have kofer without killing the shor. So don't give me the svara that the reason why kofer and shloshim shalev is not mentioned in the Mishnah because it's included in the shor being executed. I just dug up a case, according to Elazar, where you can have a chiyuv kofer and you don't execute the shor. So that answer is a bad answer.
This is a response to the first answer.
This is a kasha on the answer. It's not really a kasha. It's just saying that answer will make our Mishnah against who? Against Rebbe Elazar. It's just a ha'ara of crisis, but it's a beautiful ha'ara. That will set up the Mishnah will be against Rebbe Elazar.
Is that
Eid
Echad coming before a basin?
Yeah, that Eid Echad is coming before a basin. Not only that, you see that, are you familiar with the principle, guys, Moda B'Kenas Potter? Let's say I'm Moda, let's just mention this briefly. What is the difference between Moman and Kenas? Rebbe Kivager points out that Moman is based on my actions. In other words, if you steal something, you have to pay the Karen because you stole something. You damage someone. You have to pay for the compensatory damage. You damage someone. But when you pay Kafel, what's Kafel? Kafel's a Knas. Who generates a Knas? Beis Din generates it, not my Maisa. So there's a very important din you got to know, and that is Moda B'Knas Pater. If I come into Beis Din and say I'm a Ganef, before any Adam come in, I stole a basketball from someone. I have to pay the Karen, but I'm Pater from the Knas. Motive the knas is putter, because I don't allow the basin to generate the chiyuv knas. Motive the knas is putter. So what I'm saying to you here is, and this is really, I'm just mentioning it parenthetically, Yona, this fellow that was motive, according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar must hold kofer is not a knas, but it's a what? It's a kapara. So it can generate, hodah can generate a kofer.
The shore still gets misa, yeah?
No! No, that's the whole point we're saying. According to Rebbe Elazar, an Eid Echad can generate the chiyuv payment of kofer, and the hodah can generate the kofer, but you don't execute the shor. So that's Tosa's problem. I can generate a case of kofer, you don't execute the shor. So don't tell me when you mention the shor being executed, that also includes kofer and shloshim shalev. It doesn't always, because you can have a chiyuv kofer, you don't execute the shor. You got me? So that's what Tosa's saying, that this mishnah is against Rebbe Elazar. I'm just pointing out that it must be Rabbi Elazar holds kofar is kapara or mama. Because if you be motive, why are you chayiv? You follow what I'm saying? Because motive and knas would be putter anyway. We're just pointing out that Rabbi Elazar must hold that kofar. Daniel, you follow me? It must be that kofar is either mama or it's what? Or it's kapara. But it's not knas. Because if it would be knas, motive and knas is putter. There'd be no chayiv to pay. Okay? So Tosus says, I have my answer. Pinchas, you got me? Tosus says, I'm just saying Rabbi Elazar holds the kufar is either mono or what? Or it's kapara. Can't be knas. Now Tosus says, okay, I have my answer. My answer makes Rabbi Elazar against the Mishnah. But then he says, I don't like this answer. Go ahead. They near it. I don't think it's right. Why not? There are many Amoraim. Even Rebbe Kiva's Dorish, Im Kofar Larabos, Im Kofar is a Pasuk Larabos, Shalom B'Kavano. What does that mean? Rebbe Kiva has an amazing sheet. You know what Rebbe Kiva says? The only time you pay Kofar is when the shore was going after a human being. Amazing. He's running after the guy to kill him. Then you have to pay Kofar. But let's say there's a guy behind a corner, and the shore is just, you know, it's a huge shore, 600-pound bull, walks around, strolling around the corner, and he just tramples over someone. He didn't do it on purpose. He had no intention. There's no chiyuv kofar when he does it shalom b'kavana. The only time there's a chiyuv kofar is when you do it b'kavana. Okay? So what's halacha? So what do you see from here? Halacha l'maisa. What does Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva's darish yim kofar l'rabbi shalom b'kavana. Meaning what? What is Rabbi Kiva's drasha? I'm sorry, I didn't say it over correctly. What is Rabbi Kiva's drasha? You don't kill the shore of Shlomo Kavana, but there is kofar. You don't kill the shore, but there is a chiyuv kofar. We dug up another example where you can have a chiyuv kofar, and you don't kill the shore. So don't give me this answer, Tosus is saying, that when we said in the Mishnah, the shore is executed by 23, included in that was also kofar from social level. Because I can dig you up a case where what? Where you can have a chiyuv kofar, namely corner belazer through an eid echer odah, and a corner bikiva and shloba kavana. Where you can have a chiyuv kofar, l'rabos means to include. To have a chiyuv kofar, but not to kill the shore. So that Tosus says, whoa. Tosus says, whoa. I can't make our Mishnah against Rabbi Elazar and also against Rabbi Kiva. That's too much. To make it against Rabbi Elazar was a great Tana too. He was willing to live with the Mishnah being against Rabbi Elazar. But to make the Mishnah against Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva, that's like, whoa. That Taisa says I can't do. That's why he says V'ein Nira. I don't like this Teres. Because you're going to make this Mishnah not like Rabbi Elazar and not like Rabbi Kiva. That's too much for him to handle. You follow me? So that's the first teretz of Tosus. Okay, we got it? But he doesn't like the answer. Everyone got this chlor? If you don't have, ask. Okay? Everyone got a chlor? Okay. Bite or not? Go ahead, Yom. You're doing a great job. Go ahead. The Shloshim. Second answer. What's Rabbeinu Tam's answer? And everyone learned that in the Mishnah, Chabalas on the top line. Zeus, Dinam Amos Mishlosha, Zeus, Chabalas Mishlosha, right? Why is that a Chiddush to you guys? Why is that a Chiddush to you, Rabbeinu Tam? You guys tell me, what do you think? Go ahead, Ben.
Not a person?
Yeah, Chabalas, you think of a man punching out another guy, which is a terrible isser. Here we're saying your shore goes ahead and hurts someone. That's under the general rubric or category of Chabalas. That's a Chiddush. But that's Rabbeinu Tam's answer.
Doesn't Chabalas mean that a person was injured, not a person?
Could be. That's the way you're going to have to interpret it. But usually, Yon, I would have thought Chabalas meant man versus man. You're going to have to interpret it that way. You're right. It's a good point. I'm just saying it's a Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam. I wouldn't have said like that. I would have said Chabalas is man and man, not your shore hurting a person. But maybe maybe what we're pointing out leads him to a third answer. You always got to ask yourself, guys, why does a Rishon give another answer? The first answer, you already point out why he didn't like that answer. Because the Mishnah be against Rabbi Elazar and Kiva. What's wrong with the second answer? Maybe what's wrong with what I just said? Maybe Chabalas only includes man and man, not a shore killing a man. The male that leads me, that's how you learn about Tosus. Third terrence. Go ahead. Go ahead, Yonah.
Yeah,
What's inami mean? Or else, right? Or else. Go ahead.
Tana v'shayar hani v'shayar nami yitzias eved v'rashaya evarim. Teknasa u'baya nami gimel mumchan.
Excellent. Shlosha mumchan. What does tana v'shir mean? Tana v'shir is a concept that comes up a lot in Shas. Yeah. It means when you have a list in the Mishnah or Brisa, is it exhaustive or not? Tana v'shir means that tana left out something. Shir means he left out. Meaning, Tana v'shir is synonymous with saying that it's not an exhaustive list. It's synonymous with saying it's not an exhaustive list. That's what it's saying. Shir means you left out, the Tana left out things. Now, there's a klal, there's a rule. To say that concept, you have to at least leave out two things. Otherwise, it's a joke, you know what I mean? You want to prove to me that it's a lav dafka list, and a non-exhaustive list, then prove to me two things. So Tosfos viewed Kofer and Shloshim Shalva as one thing. I need another thing to leave out. What is the other thing you left out? If a master, God forbid, punches out his Eved Kenani, blinds his eye, or knocks his tooth out, the Pusik says that Knaski goes free automatically. That was also left out. You need a Beis Din and a Paskin on that. You need a Beis Din of three. You need mumchim, yeah? And why is it not in there? So you know what the third answer is? What's the third answer of Tosis? Tana will what? What's the third answer? Tana v'shir. Well, what did it leave out? Kofer and Shloshim Shalva is counted as one. That's what Tosis, that's what obviously Tosis understood, you know, because he lumped it together in his kasha. So he needed to dig up another item. You already had two, though, you know what I mean? But Tosis is saying, that's what he started with this kasha, you follow me? And it doesn't bother me, because Kofer and Shloshim Shalva are what? Why are they threaded together, Kofer and Shloshim Shalva? Because they come from what? They come from Yeshur, right? They do come from Yeshur. No? They come from Yeshur, so since they come from Yeshur, you can view them as one. So the added one is what? The added one is Rosh Eivarim. So he left it out. So he left it out, Tana v'shir. So what's the third answer? Yona of Tosos. Why is Kofer for Shloshim Shalva not in the Mishnah?
Why, but he's saying that it's
non-exhaustive. That's why. It's a non-exhaustive list. Tana v'shir.
That answers what
so I want you to tell me. Someone else can tell me. How would you crystallize the difference between the first two answers and the third answer? Based on what I laid down before. Whenever you have a kasha, there's a certain premise in the kasha. You know what the premise is? What you hold. And in the answer is that premise destroyed? So what were the first two answers of Tosfos? What's your first?
Gabi,
go ahead.
The first two answers say that A is included in the Mishnah.
Excellent.
It's not included. Everything.
Excellent. The first two answers are holding the premise is what is wrong. It is in the Mishnah. Either it's in the Mishnah under what? Under the shore of 23 or what? Or Kabbalos. That was the second answer, right? It is in the Mishnah. Very good guy. What's the third answer? It's not in the Mishnah. The premise is what? The premise is right. But big deal. This is not an exhaustive list. You follow me? That's how you learn up this Tosis.
It doesn't answer why. It just answers yes.
You don't have to answer. It's answering why also, Yonah. The question is why. Well, your question why is wrong because your premise was wrong in the first two answers. It is in the Mishnah.
But that is the question.
And the third answer is that it what? What's the third answer?
The third answer
is not in the Mishnah, but it's no big deal because the Mishnah is not exhaustive. It is answering it. But that's a beautiful way of viewing how you answer something. You follow me? I want you guys to think. What is your first name? God. I know. No.
Judah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Judah, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, you got this? Okay. Yeah, go ahead, God. What do you want to say?
Didn't you answer the third answer, though? The reason why it's not from Mishnah, because that is holding it. That's
injury. What do you mean? The third answer is holding it's not in the Mishnah.
Right. The extra case that he brings up is if you mass and punch up the.
Right, so that's what us. So that leaves.
You said that's Kabbalah, and that's why that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah.
Okay, good point. But what I would respond to that is that the reason why that's not considered. You mean when he asks about Rosh Eivarim?
Yeah.
He held that concept is a man and a man, not an Eved Kenani. You're right, an Eved Kenani is a human being, but it's considered to be like my mama. You follow me? And then a free man. It's a good point you bring up. But that's why Tosis, I don't think what's said. We're going to get to the next line regarding a different point. But that's a good point, but that's what I would say. He wasn't comfortable saying that was a part of the Mishnah. Because it meant, Chabalos means a free man versus a free man. Not an Eved Kain that's like considered to be like chattel. Yes, Johnny, go ahead.
How can we say the second answer that it's part of Chabalos?
Yes.
Chabalos is five distinct payments, and none of them are kofar. Which kofar we possibly...
Right, right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a broadened phrase, like Yonah said, someone who got hit. Doesn't mean a man-to-man. The Chamisha Dvarim are a man-to-man. Chabalos doesn't mean man-to-man. Okay? That's what you got to say. It means like Yonah said, you got hit. It's not the Pashup Shah. That's why I think you led him to say another answer. So we have three answers so far at Tysus. Now, if you'd have asked me, I would have thought he rejected the first answer. He did. He didn't like it, but what did you do at the end of the Tysus? Go ahead, Yonah.
Listen to comment, my first answer.
Now, I was telling a few guys in Seder, whenever you find Lishna Kama, Lishna Basa, usually those are references to the Gemara. There's a Lishna Kama in the Gemara, a Lishna Basa in the Gemara. Rarely does Tosas refer to his own answers, Lishna Kama. I don't ever remember to tell you the truth. So I want you to note that. He calls his first answer Lishna Kama. Go ahead. Lishna Kama. So what was Lishna Kama? Refresh our memories. Including what? Shore of 23, right? When it's executed. Go ahead, Elishna Kama. So what's he bothered by now? So he's bothered by, so why is Rosh Yevarim in it then? According to the first answer, yes, of Tosfos, which was what? That's already included in the Mishnah. Why is Rosh Yevarim not in the Mishnah then? You only have one item you left out. You can't say Tana Vashir, because you always need two items, right? So what he's going to try to do to the end of the Tulsa is try to say, according to the first answer, why is Rosh Yevarim not in the Mishnah? Why is Rosh Yevarim not in the Mishnah? You follow what I'm saying? Well, so let's see. Go ahead. Lishna Kama. Not considered to be Shire. Go ahead. Exactly what Gabi said. Gabi said it's included in Chabalos. So if it's including Chabalos, it is in the Mishnah. Everything's in the Mishnah. Go ahead. Inami.
Or else Tana lo Iri Ella Bimamun. Hanitin
Yadulia. Oh, what's the other answer?
That it just comes down in cases where there's money
needed. Our Mishnah's only talking about cash payments. What happens to the Eved Kenani when he's punched out, God forbid, or blinded, or his tooth is punched out? He's Zolcha Begufo. He goes out free. He didn't get any cash. He doesn't get any cash. Our Mishnah is only talking about cash payments, so don't tell me he was left out. It doesn't fit the bill. So the second answer to defend the Yesh Meforshim is what? The reason why Rosh Yevarim is not there is because why? It's because it wouldn't fit the bill, but it's not in the Mishnah. You understand the difference between the second and the first? The first is that it's in the Mishnah. The second answer is not in the Mishnah. So let's summarize the Tysus, guys. Lock, stock, and barrel. You think about it throughout the whole day in your secular class. You know the first Tysus is in Baal Peh. Kasha was, we'll crystallize it in 30 seconds. Kasha of Tosfos was what? Why is Kofar and Shloshim Shalevin not in the Mishnah? Clear Kasha. Follows Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. We want to know how many Dayanim are in all the topics. Beautiful. Why is Kofar and Shloshim Shalevin not in here? Three Tirutzim. Number one, it is in there. When the Mishnah said later on a shore that's executed with 23 Dayanim, included in that is Kofar and also what? Shloshim Shalevin, because it sure causes that. Tosfos points out, though, I want you to know it's against Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar says you can have a chiyuv kofar through an eid echad or through hodah, even though you're not going to execute the shor. So I can have a case of kofar without being executed. So our mishnah is against Rav Elazar. Tosfos says, you know what? I don't like this tirutz, because our mishnah is not only against Rav Elazar, it's against Rav Akiva, because Rav Akiva is of the opinion that if the shor kills shalom b'kavana, there is a chiyuv kofar, but you don't kill the shor. So there again, according to Rabbi Kiva, you can have kofar without killing the shore. So that means, according to Rabbi Kiva, we've dug up a case of kofar without killing it. That means the Mishnah is not going to be against not just Rabbi Lazar, but also against Rabbi Kiva. That I'm not comfortable with, Tysus says. I don't like the first Terence. Number two, Terence. Where's kofar in Shloshim Shalevin? It's in the Mishnah. Where is it in the Mishnah? Chabalos. We pointed out that's a chiddush. Why? Because Chabalos, you think, is man to man. And this is a shore. Okay. That maybe led him to his third answer, which is what? Third answer was Tana Vashir. What is the item, two items that are left out? Kofar and Shloshim Leva we count as one, and number two is Rosh Eivarim. The defining difference between the first two Terutzim and the third was, first the Terutzim said the premise is wrong, it is included in the Mishnah. The third Terutz is saying the premise is right, that it's not in the Mishnah, but no big deal, because it's not an exhaustive list, it's kind of a shear. Then Taisa says, you know what, I didn't like the first Terutz, but I want to say something. What I want to say is that according to that first Terutz of Tosfos, that it's included in Shorshol's Asumish Losha. So why is Rosh Eivarim not in there? It was left out. Teretz says it is in there, like Abi said beautifully, Chabalos. Or what's the second Teretz? It's not in there, but it's not being there doesn't bother me, because it wouldn't fit the bill anyway, because the Mishnah's only mentioning what? Cash payments, right? And it's not mentioning what? It's not mentioning things you're Zocha Begufo. Because when he's punched in his eye, God forbid, loses his eye or loses his tooth, he walks. He's Zocha Begufo, it's all cash. It wouldn't be there anyway. So don't tell me it's not in the Mishnah. It wouldn't be there. There's a difference between the last two Terutzim that say the Yesh Meforshim. And Gavi is an excellent point. We just wanted to say that according to the third Terutz, the reason why Rosh Eivarim would not be included in Chabalos is because he understood Chabalos meaning what? Between a free man against a free man. And that the kind is not a free man, he's like chattel. You know what chattel means? It's like Mamon Shobal. Even though he's a human being. That's what you have to say, Gavi. It's a good point as well. Okay? So we got the Tysus Chlor. Everyone got it? Clear? 100%? Very good. I want to expand this. Okay? I want to now share with you some other Rishonim that ask about other topics. Okay? So much we got to do. But one thing at a time, we get everything clear. Clear as glass, guys. Torah Shebaal Peh. Avonit. That's the Iker. Okay? There's no reason going fast if you don't understand it. You got to understand everything. Okay? All right. Let's expand this now. This concept. There is a Tosis, I didn't give it to you, you get a chance to look it up inside. There is a Tosin Sotan on Zion and Mitbeis that asks, one of the things that need 71 judges is Sotan. You know, you feed her in the Beis HaMikdash, the waters of the Mesot in front of 71 Dayanim. Why wasn't that in the Mishnah? Tosis asked this Kasha, Hashkar Sotan. Zion and Mitbeis and Maseches Sotan. Tosis says, okay? Zion and Mebeis, Masech HaSoyti, yes, this Kasha. Okay? Amazing Kasha. Dibra Masko Ma. Why did the Mishnah not teach Hashka Sota and also Zokin Mamre? Zokin Mamre. So you know what I would have said to this Kasha?
There's no cash payment.
What'd you say?
There's no cash payment.
Okay, but that was, you're a frying, right?
Yeah.
That was regarding why it wasn't, you know, Tana Vashir. Wouldn't it fit the bill? Could be what you're saying, but that was regarding whether you see Tana Vashir. But you're basically going to say what I was going to say a little bit. Just say Tana Vashir. It's no Kasha. There's a lot of things that are left out. If you say like the third answer twice, the Kasha doesn't start, no? That's what you mean, Ephraim. You know what I mean? Tana Vashir, right? But Tyson Sota gives another answer. First of all, does everyone know what Zaken Mamre is? What's a Zaken Mamre? A rebellious rabbi. He's asked the Shiloh. He doesn't know the answer. He goes to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. They tell him what to paskin. He goes back home, and he says, oh, he had a, what's the word for it?
Epiphany.
He had epiphany, correct. Now he knows the answer. And the answer is different than the Beis HaGadol. You know what the Chumash says? We kill him. We kill the rebellious rabbi. It says in the Chumash. Last week's Parsha. Zaken Mamre. Zaken Mamre also was involved with Shivim Becher. So Tosfos asks, why wasn't Hashka Sota and Zaken Mamre in the Mishnah? You guys learned the Mishnah this morning? Why isn't that there? You know what the answer is? Tosfos says, because the Gemar Din does not require 71. By the Hashka Sota, it's just to intimidate her. In front of the Gedolei Yisrael, we spread out her hair. We're trying to coax her to confess. We don't want her to drink the Mesota. Shem's name gets erased. But it's not for the Gemar Din. You have to have, the Mishnah's talking about Gemar Din, what you need to call a city near Nidachas. Gemar Din is 71. Gemar Din. Everyone got that? For the Zaken Mamre, who decides whether a rebellious rabbi is a rebellious rabbi? A Beis of 23, not 71. 71 was asked the question. They gave an answer, and he goes against them. But they're not poskening against them. Who poskens against them? 23. So when the Mishnah said he needs 71, the topic of our Mishnah is when you need a Gemar Din. You follow me? The Gemar Din. There are different. There are three phases in a Psak Torah. Psak Din. Tchilas Din, Masa Vamata, and the give and take, and the Gemar Din. We already had that in the Mishnah. Which topic? Ibur Hashanah, right? They start with three, then they bring in two other guys, get the five, and then make the Gemar Din with seven. There are three stages in the Din Torah. The Gemar Din did not require 71 for Ashkah Sot. It's in the middle. Before she drinks the Mesot, if she's guilty, she blows up. The Ramban says the only Din in the Torah is based on supernatural occurrences. Only Din in the whole Torah, the Ramban says. That's what the Ramban writes. Amazing. And then when the Mishnah says in the end of Sot, Mishnah Rabba Anofim, there are too many adulterers in Klai Sot, stop. Hashem made it stop. And if the husband's a bad guy, he's promiscuous, it also doesn't work. Butler Mesot. So that's a. This is a good example, guys. Was another kasha. Why wasn't these topics in? I want to finish up this subtopic. Ashka sota zaken mamet. Please get it, Martin. But we're pointing out if you held like the third answer, Tana Vashir, the kasha doesn't start. We already left out a bunch of things, right? Tana Vashir. We left out kol for shloshim shalevi. We also left out what Rosh Yevarim. We also left out zaken mamet ashka sota. Obviously, that Tyson sota didn't hold the answer of Tana Vashir. Correct. That's what you see from the kasha, and he gives a different answer. Okay, let's get to a few other topics that weren't included in the Mishnah. I want to finish this up, this subtopic. Okay, the first thing we have to do, though, is this Mishnah. Are you familiar with the topic called Ritzias Eved Ivri? Ritzias Eved Ivri. You know what Ritzias Eved Ivri? You know what an Eved Ivri is? Not an Eved Knaini. Eved Ivri is a full-fledged Jewish man. He either sold himself because he what?
Stole.
Because he stole. And I'm sorry. He sold himself. You can either be sold by Beis Din or sell yourself. Okay? You're right. Beis Din sells the guy if he steals and he has no money. He can sell himself stam without stealing. We paskin, if he sells himself, he has no heter or shifra knanis. You know, a lot of people might sell themselves. They can live with a shifra knanis. We pass, and the only time you have a shifra knanis heter is when Beis Din sells you. Baruch Hashem, right? That's the din. That's the difference that we have. But nonetheless, if the guy at the end of the 6 years wants to stay, what do? He pierces his ear. You know, you need a Beis Din for that. You need a Beis Din for that. The actual piercing has to be done in front of a Beis Din. The Mechilta says. The Mechilta is in Mishpatim Perek Lamed Aleph. It's in Mesechus Avodim Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. How many Mesechus are there in Shas? 63, you know. But there's something called Mesechta Ktanis that have no, there are Bryces. You know, they're in the back of Avodah Zarah. Avos Rav Nosson, Mesechus Geirim, Mesechus Avodim, Mesechus Kusim, Mesechus Sitzis, Mesechus Sefer Derech Eretz Rabbah, Derech Eretz Zuta. You look them all up in the end of Mesechus. You know who has Svarim on all those Masechtas? Harav HaGon Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, the great Gon, in B'nai Brak, the son of the Stifle, the great Gon. He has a lot of Svarim. He has Svarim on all these Masechtas. Amazing. So in the Mechilta, and it's all, so in Masechas Avod in Perek Gimel Ochei, it says you need a Beis Din. Why wasn't that in the Mishnah, guys? Another case, okay? Another case that's not in our Mishnah.
How many is that in that Beis Din?
Three, Beis Din of three. Very good, Ephraim. Number two, the oil David asks, why is Adam Zomimim not in the Mishnah? Everyone familiar with what Adam Zomimim is? Especially if Adam Zomimim is a knas. I mean, there's so many knasses in the Mishnah.
Who asked
this? The oil David, say for oil David asks this kasha. Adam Zomimim, everyone know the case? Two Adam testify, Mr. X, kill Mr. Y, 11 a.m. Times Square. Second set says, I went Monday morning. Second set says, you could not have testified that. You were with us in L.A. at 8 a.m. Right? L.A. is 3 hours behind New York time. 3 hours. You were with us 8 a.m. You couldn't have testified that. We give them back what they wanted to give out. It's a reciprocal punishment. If that's a knas, how many dayanim do you need? Three. Why didn't I have the Mishnah?
Weren't those dayanim already there for the case that the Adam originally testified for?
No. To catch those guys, to don on Adam Zomim,
you need a new set of witnesses? A new set of
Dayanim? Yeah, it could be a new Beis Din. Could be the same Beis Din. But you need a Beis Din of three. It could be a different basin. It doesn't have to be the same basin.
He's saying,
so Lamaisa, you need a basin. Why is that not in the mission?
The basin didn't have, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to say that the basin didn't have to specifically get together for that basin.
Right, but I'm saying, Ephraim, you could have another basin for it. You can have a separate basin that can say, you guys, they were testified by us, and therefore don't have to have the same basin. So they can be separate. Why wasn't that in the Mishnah? The Aruch Lanier in Makis on Daf Yudim and Beis has a suffix. It's interesting. Golus. You know what Golus is? What's Golus? Golus is what? Excellent. You go to Golus. Basin is needed for that. How many? He's not sure whether it's 3 or 23. I'm sure. How am I sure? Because the Rambam says Beferish. It's a Pella. The Rambam says Beferish. I want you to get this down. The Rambam says in Pirik Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet Hilchos Sanhedrin Chai V'Galuyos Nidonim Be'esr V'Shloshim. Galus means 23.
Where is the Rambam?
Pirik was Yud Aleph Dalet Beferish Rambam Yud Aleph Dalet Hilchos Sanhedrin Beisdin Shal Esrim V'Shloshim. Says it Beferish. See, the Mishnah later on in Sanhedrin, Alamed Beisim and Aleph, lists off 10 differences between Dinim Momenus, Dinim Nefashos. 10 differences. There are 10 differences between Dinim Momenus and Dinim Nefashos. Okay? You have it there? You have it there? Go ahead, Nachum. Why don't you read it out loud? Go ahead. Oh, you don't have it there? I thought you had it. Perik Yud Alpha Chadal. Let me find it. I'll just read it to you. Echad dinin nefashos, echad dinin malkuyos, vechad dinin golos, hadinim elu shoven behen. Elisha malkus b'shloshim ein echad mehen b'shor nisko. Chutz midover echad shedinim esrim b'shloshim. See, there are 10 differences between dinin nefashos, dinin momenus, 10 differences, but by ashor nisko, the only thing you have by dinin nefashos is you need 23. We're not machmer by all the requirements by dinin nefashos have by an animal. Even though you're still on the shore, we require 23. You don't require all the other dinim of dinim nefashos to apply to a shore nisko. But the Rambam writes Beferish is 23. Makis is 3. But Golus is 23. So it's a Pella on the Aruch Lanier. He said he's not sure. He says the Rambam doesn't mention it. What do you mean the Rambam doesn't mention it? Rambam says Beferish, Yechayev. Why is it not in the Mishnah, guys? So Ritzia 7 Ivri, Eidim Zomim, Golus. I'll give you another one. Rabbi Yochanan in Yevamos Mem Vavim Beis. How many do you need for Gerim? A Ger. Doesn't a Ger need a Beis Din? Ger Tzarech Beis Din. Ger Tzarech Beis Din. Why is it not in the Mishnah? And in the that kash is asked by the Mishmeris Kahuna by Geiris. And the last one we want to ask is the Sefer Halacha LaMoshe, Dmei Vlados. Do you know what Dmei Vlados is? What's Dmei Vlados? What's Dmei Vlados? You know, the Chumash has if two guys get in a fight and one of their wives is next to him, and instead of hitting the guy, hits the wife, and she loses, God forbid, the child. So, you know, miscarriage. You have to pay for that. You need a Beis Din. Why is the Dmei Vlados not mentioned? Well, now, you could say that maybe that's momentous. Okay. But that's what the Sefer Halacha LaMoshe asks. Okay. So LaMoshe, what I want to bring out is, and the truth is we'll get to it, LaMoshe, we'll see if we'll get to it tomorrow, but the truth is that Shane and Regel, Tysus writes, on Daf Gimel and Aleph, Shane and Regel are not in the Mishnah, Karen is. Why is Shane and Regel not in the Mishnah? If you're sure, you know, eats, let's write it down, Shane Varego. And we'll get to it, maybe we'll get to it tomorrow, we'll see. But also, there's some postmen that say a get needs a Beis Din. When a man, God forbid, divorces his wife. If you assume that a get needs a Beis Din, that's a question. But if you assume, why is it not in the Mishnah? So what I want to bring out is these 7 subtopics. Why are they not in the Mishnah? And the bottom line is, guys, you know what I would answer? Time of the year. If you say like our third answer, all these gedol achron mess that kasha. So I would say according to our taisus, tana b'shir, it's not an exhaustive list. But this is very important that we should know the Mishnah well. I want you to know all the topics in the Mishnah, but I want you to know these topics as well. And that's what the Sefer Chamra V'Chai writes. Halacha L'maaseh. Tana V'Shir. If you say according to our Tosfos, which is the third answer, Tana V'Shir, then these topics are answered automatically. If you don't say like the third answer, then you're going to have to come up with a different answer for every single kasha, which is much harder to do. So let's go with the third answer of our Tosfos, Tana V'Shir, and then they'll answer all these kashas.
The last two topics?
The last two topics were what we call Demei Vlados, right? Demei Vlados, Shein Verego, if you're sure eat something or kick something, and if a get needs a basin. The get requires a basin. That answers all these what? All these subtopics. Okay? Very good. Let's now move on to the next mahalach now. Okay, so we got this core. Yes, Ben, go ahead.
Can you give any other answer to Tosfos and then just say Tana V'Shir for those seven?
You mean Tosfos? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm using Tosfos' third answer to answer all these kashas. Correct. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm using Tosfos. If you say like the other terutzim of Tosfos, then you're going to get stuck. And you're going to have to come up with other specific terutzim. Like Tosfos said over here, the Gemara Din is not needed for 71 for what? For Ashkosot, the Zuck and Mamre. You follow me? Why did Tosfos say Tana V'Shir? He obviously didn't hold like that terutz. Okay? But all the other ones, you're going to have to come up with specific terutzim. Okay? Tana V'Shir will solve all the kashas. Okay? Yes, Johnny, what do you say?
Who said Shane Borrego?
Tosfos later on, when we get to the Tosfos later on in Gimel and Aleph says the Mishnah is talking about Karen and not Shein Verego. So you can ask, why did the Mishnah not say Shein Verego? When it says Nezikin in the Mishnah, doesn't it say Nezikin?
Doesn't Shein Verego fall into
Nezikin? No, Tosfos has a, we'll see when we get to that Tosfos, but it says specifically means Karen and not Shein Verego. Okay? Specifically means Shein, Karen and not Shein Verego.
If you take away the Shein Verego and the Vlados,
yes?
Probably is Pogel Havero, you can just say all the cases are probably not the Mishnah. They're not
Dine
Mamos or
Dine Mephoshos. Sure they are. They're all payments, Mamais. Oh, you mean these mean?
Yes. Yeah, so
where you require Bays, then you mean?
Yeah, meaning none of them are fundamentally... Even
Edom Zomim is.
No, but the Bays are...
Okay, all right. You notice...
They're saying you're getting Hazard.
Johnny's making a very nice Ahara. And Johnny's Ahara is that if you look at all these topics, it's possible that they're really not cash payments, because they're things that don't require necessarily payment. Ritzias Eved Ivri, Eidiv Zomim might be cash, no, Golis, and Ger, Lamaisa, could be. Okay, it's an issue.
The judges are convenient.
Okay, it could be, but Lamaisa, they're going to be paskin that whatever they try to do comes out like that. Right. Okay, alright, very good. Let's now move on to the next mahalach I want to get to, and that is what we had said before earlier in Shir, is that the first of the three prerequisites that are needed for a death penalty case are smicha. Okay? Now, is smicha mentioned in our Mishnah? Let's get there. Okay? In the middle of the Mishnah, did you note? What does it say in the middle of the Mishnah? The first long line. What does it say in the first long line in the Mishnah after the two dots? Usually there's not two dots in the Mishnah. We have a long Mishnah here. So what does it say? You want to read it? Oh, so what does smicha skenim mean? So what does Rashi say?
Yes.
Read the Rashi smicha skenim. Go ahead. There's a special type. Go ahead. Do you have the Rashi? There's a special korban that is brought if Beis Din makes a mistake. Beis Din agadol, and roll with the people in Klal Yisrael follow the psak. Did you find it now? Someone help find Smicha's Kane. You got it? It's towards the... It's
a third of the way down.
Smicha's Kane. What does Rashi say it's referring to? Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibra Maskel. You always got to read Dibra Maskel. Go ahead. Par Helen Dover Shalzim. It's a unique Corbin where Sanhedrin made a mistake when they Paskin and Rove of Klal Yisrael Paskin based on that mistake. Not Paskin, they did. So what do you have to do with the animal? You have to lean on that animal. Like this. Lean. Mamish lean.
Isn't there smicha with all?
It's a par. Korbanos HaTzibur no. It's a Mishnah in Gemara Menachos. Daf Tzadi Beis. Usually Korbanos HaTzibur, there is no din smicha. Okay? We have the Gemara here. What is it? Sadi Beis and Menachos. I think it's Sadi Beis and Menachos. Let's find it quickly. I think it says Kol Karbonis Atzibor. There's no smicha. Let's see what it says, or maybe it says it the other way. Here it says, what did you say? Kol Karbonis Atzibor. It's a Mishnah. Sadi Beis and Menachos. Let's get it down, Menachos. Kol Karbonis Atzibor Ein Ben Smicha. Chutz mi min apar abal kol mitzvus v'sar mishtaleach. I recently probably saw this mishnah, so don't think I know all the mishnahs and menachos. Okay, so it says kol korbanos atzibur do not require smicha. This one does. Rashi touches the mishnah Pinchas as being what smicha skenes parhel and davar shel. What did the Rambam say? I gave him the perish mishnahs. You know, the Rambam wrote a perish of Mishnahs. What's your first name?
Uri.
Uri, what do you say?
Rambam says that it's just anointing, like making him a rabbi.
Excellent. Smichas came. Excellent. Get it down. So, Machlokish Rashi in the Rambam, what that phrase means in the Mishnah. It's a Machlokish Rashi in the Rambam, what it means. Now, the Tosfos Yontif says that according to the Rambam, it's got to mean both. Because the Gemara on Yud Gimel Mevayis says it's referring to Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur. So Rashi's right. How can the Rambam be against the Gemara? So the Rambam understood it. It was referring to both. I want you to get that down. Because the Rambam can argue on the Gemara. That's what the Tosfos Yontif points out on the mission, right here. The Tosfos Yontif points it out on the mission. So Rashi says it's just Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur. The Rambam says it refers to both. Okay? It refers to leaning at it. It's also a Rebbe giving smicha to his Talmud. And there is a Tosefta let's turn to on Yud Gimel and Beis. You did a wonderful job reading, Yonah. Okay? Let's move on now to Yud Gimel and Beis. Okay, Pinchas. Let's take a look, guys. I want to start it. Okay? Everyone got it? Tana, I gave it to you. Yud Gimel and Beis. You got it? It's about, I don't know, 15, 20 lines from the bottom. There's a dot there. Tana. You got it, Pinchas? Go ahead, let's read. Go ahead. Tana.
Tana, smicha, the smicha, the king of the
given. Ah, now that is a Tosefta. Tana is a price of Tosefta. And what does smicha mean? Smicha definitely means Rebbe to a Talmud. Smicha skeni means par halam davar shel tzibur. So the Rambam read our Mishnah, reflected as to what's seen where? In the Tosefta. You understand what I just said? In the Tosefta, it's clearly talking about two separate topics. Smicha, which is referring to smicha from a Rebbe to a Talmud, smicha skenim is parallel to Darshul Tzibor. Our Mishnah just said smicha skenim. So the Rambam says, you know what, smicha skenim must include both. Rashi said no. Rashi said our Mishnah meant parallel to Darshul Tzibor. Okay? Everyone got that clear, that horror? That's what the Tosefta said. The Rambam understood it was referring to what? Referring to both. Yeah, go ahead, Shimon.
How can it be referring to both if on Yud Gimel smicha zakenim is parallel and smicha is?
It has an implication of both. The Rambam saying the Mishnah did not just
two different things.
The Mishnah in the Brisa it did, in the Brisa it did, but the fact that it's mentioned the Brisa in Sanhedrin, the Rambam in the Perush Mishnah said it was referring to what Uri said is confirmation. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Uri, I don't think the Rambam said a word about parhel and davar shel tzibur, did he? So Ram can't go against the Gemara then. So Tosfos Yontif said he understood it meant a phrase to include both terms. That's what he writes. Okay, Pinchas, you got me? Guys, let's look inside the Gemara. Okay, let's go. We got a lot to do here now with this Mahalach of Smicha. The Rav Zatzal had beautiful chidushim here on the concept of Smicha. So this is what I want to begin with. Before we get to the other details in the Mishnah, we have to get this down, the importance of Smicha. Okay? Go ahead. What do you say, Pinchas? Go ahead. See the Gemara.
My smicha.
Oh, so what does it mean? Go ahead.
I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mismach Sabi.
So what does Mismach Sabi mean? A Rebbe to a Talmud, right? Giving smicha from a Rebbe to a Talmud. That's exactly what it means. Okay, go ahead.
I'm Rabbi Abaye, Rabbi Yosef, Mismach Sabi, B'shloshim Inolam.
Go ahead.
So,
Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yoshua. Go ahead. So you should have only one. Why do you need three? You tell me the Moshe is in place of 71, so Iha, go ahead. Oh, you should acquire 71. Go ahead. Oh, what does that mean? We should require 71 Dayanim when a rabbi gives smicha to a Talmud. The Gemara concludes Kasha. Let's get this. Any time the word Kasha appears in Shas at the Maskan of a Gemara, it's a machlokus between the Rashbam points this out in Baba Basra and Daf Nun Beis Umin Beis. The Ramasko Kasha. The Rashbam says he has a Masorah from his Rebbe, the Farish, and anytime Kasha appears, it does not mean Tiyufta. It means the Gemara was not interested in giving an answer at this time. If you think hard enough on your own, you'll come up with an answer. It does not mean Tiyufta. And then he quotes other Rishonim that say that it means a Tiyufta. He quotes other Rishonim that say it means a Tiyufta. So I want you to know that. It's a major Machlokish Rishonim. When the Gemara concludes with the word Kasha, is it synonymous with Tiyufta? Or does it just mean the Gemara wasn't interested in giving an answer at that time? But if you think hard enough on your own, you'll come up with your own terrors. Nun Bezim and Bezim in Baba Basra on Kasher. Rabbeinu Hananel says it's considered to be a Tiyufta. That's the Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay? That's what he wants to say. Okay? Rabbeinu Hananel is his Rebbe. Rabbeinu Hananel Abosai said that Kasha is different than Tiyufta. He himself, the Rashbam, says there's no difference between Kasha and Tiyufta. He says that Tiyufta is used when a Kasha is asked on an Amora from a Tana, and Kasha is used when a Gemara is asked from one Amora to another Amora. Okay? So again, let's get this. According to Rashbam, there's no difference between Kasha and Tiyufta. It means a shlugah. Refutation, he's wrong. Rashbam has his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Hananel, says no, that Tiyufta means you shlugged up, but Kashi is the Gemara was not interested in giving the answer at that time, but if you think hard enough, you have your own terrors. So what was the Gemara's Kashi here? You should require how many? What?
71.
Gemara leaves it as a Kashi. So what do you say? So if you hold what? If you hold that it means a shlug up, then we're what? Then we're in trouble. Why we're in trouble? Because what was the psak? It said smicha b'shlosha. Mashma, that's wrong, correct? If kasha is the same as tiyufta, I mean it's wrong. We hold it's right. We paskin, in order to give smicha from a rebbe to a talmud, how many do you need? You need three. It has to be done in front of a basin. So the kesef mishnah says, the answer is as follows. You don't need 71 b'shas smicha. You don't need 71. What you need is only three. But what you need is one of the three need to have smicha. That's what the Rambam writes, Beferish in Perak Dalet Halacha Gimel, that you do not need all three to have smicha. All you need is one of the three to have smicha. In order to have smicha given. I want you to get this down. And we're going to see, Bez Hashem, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but Rashi and the Yad Ramah, I gave it to you, hold not that way. They say all three need to have the real smicha on down. So it's a machlokas rishon. Let's get it. The Rambam says, you need a bezdin, no doubt. Bezdin of three. Question is, all three need smicha. Rak, echad, sarich, liyo, samuch. And Rashi and the Yad Ramah are going to argue and say you need all three. Rashi, Yad Ramah, Sarich what? Sarich Shlosha. You need three. Sarich Shlosha, Smuchim, to give the smicha. We're going to have to be masber what exactly this machlokas is all about. Okay, we're going to wait on it. We're going to get to it tomorrow. But there's a major machlokas. Do you need all three to have smicha? So that's how the Kesef Mishnah answers. And he wants to say that what the pshat is in the Hanami. Kasha's the answer is you don't need 71. You don't need 71. The only thing is, though, you need one to have smicha. Moshe Rabbeinu had smicha. So we assume one of the three need to have smicha. So that's how the Kesef Mishnah wants to answer the Kasha. And it could very well be, the Chamra V'chaye writes, is it one of the Gedolei Achronim on Sanhedrin called the Chamra V'chaye? He says that just like Parhelim Dover Shul Tzibor, is that Korban needs how many smicha? How many guys must lean on the animal? Three. So too, Lagabi Smicha Skenim. Just like Smicha Rosh Parni Shlosha Shiyismichu, so too Smicha Skenim. You need three guys to lean on the animal. You also need what? Need three when Smicha is being given. So that's another way of answering what the Gemara said Kasha. The Kasha said 71. Gemara said Kasha. We're not interested in giving an answer. We could give an answer. One answer is you need three, but only one of the three needs Smicha. Another answer is, the reason why three suffices, you don't need 71, because we're trying to learn a connection between smicha of a Rebbe to a Talmud and smicha of Par Helm, Dov, Rishon Tzibur. But I want you to get this machlokes down, klor. Go ahead, Pinchas, fight through the Gemara. Guys, look inside.
Was the kasha also going on the 1 or just the 71?
The kasha seems to be was on the 71, Amaisa.
So not the 1.
No, so the answer, the answer is that, in a Hanami, the one we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu is the notion that he needed one to be samach. That's the answer. The kasha was you should require 71, right?
Yeah.
The Teretz is not true. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu different. We learn that one of the three should have smicha.
No, but before that, I'm saying the ilan mitzvah is smachat yadavala yachi taski b'chad.
So, right.
So was the kasha?
Should be enough with one.
So was the kasha also going on that?
Yeah, it answers everything, in other words. All the kashas. If it's one, then it should be what? Maybe you want to tell me it's not one, it's one instead of 71. Either you should have one or 71. One of the two. So the answer is neither.
It's going on.
Right. It answers both, meaning that you need only one that is a samach. Or the answer is it's neither, only three. Because the connection of Par Helm and Dov Rishon Tzibur. Okay. We got that, Klor? All right, fight them now in the Gemara. Because we have to see this whole sugya. Go ahead. Do you actually give smicha with your hand? Go ahead. No, you do it by your name. You just give him a title. Karilei? You call him a title Rebbe and you give him permission to judge on Knossos. Go ahead. And one person is not allowed to give smicha? Go ahead. Baram, however, remember that great tzaddik, that Tano for good. Go ahead. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba was his name. Go ahead. What does Ilmale mean with an aleph at the end? Tosa says in the third parak of Megillah, Ilmale with an aleph at the end means if it had not been. If it had not been for Yehuda ben Baba, all Knossos would have been forgotten. Ilmali with the Yud means if it had been. Tosa says in the third parak of Megillah. Ilmale with an aleph means if it had not been. Ilmali with the Yud at the end means if it had been. So if it wasn't for Yehuda ben Baba, we would have forgot Knossos. Go ahead. Mercy's forgotten. Go ahead. Yeah, if we forgot it, we don't learn it again. Ella, rather, what does it mean?
Ella, Dine Knossos Yisrael.
Oh, Dine Knossos were nullified in Klal Yisrael. Go ahead.
Shepam Achad, Gazra Malchut Arashah, Zeher Al Yisrael.
The Roman kingdom once made a what? The wicked Roman king once made a decree on Klal Yisrael. Go ahead. Wow! That anyone who would give smicha should be killed. Go ahead. And anyone who receives smicha should be killed. Go ahead. And a city that had smicha given in it, Techarev, should be destroyed. And the borders around it, 2,000 amas around it, should also be uprooted. Ma'asa, Reb Yehuda. Listen to this, guys. Let's finish up the story. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Go ahead. Because we have a lot of lumdus to see in smichin. Okay, we have to do from the Rav Zatzal. Because we have a shorter Seder tomorrow. Masa Reb Yehuda ben Baba, Halach, he went. He sat between the two mountains. Between the two cities, big cities, go ahead. Between the two boundaries of Shabbos, Bain what?
Bain Usha Lishra.
Shafram, between the city of Usha and Shafram, go ahead. He gave Smicha 5 Gedol Yisrael Tanoim. Go ahead, Eluhain.
Eluhain. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Shmoah,
Rav Avia added on Rav Nechemia. Go ahead, Kevin. And once the enemies recognized what he was doing, Amar Lehen, he said what? He said, my Talmidim, run away. Go ahead. What's going to be with you, Reb? They said, Rabbi, what's going to be with you? Go ahead. I'm going to be like a stone that can't be turned over. I'm going to fight these guys like a stone. Like it doesn't hurt me. Even if I get hurt, it's not going to feel any tsar. Go ahead. Amru.
Amru lo zazu misham.
They didn't leave from there. Ad.
Ad shenatsu bo shlosh meot lunim viot. Shel barzel.
Until they stuck in him 3,300 metal spears. Iron spears. Go ahead. Terrible.
Vasu
kikivra. They made him like a sieve. Terrible. No. He was such a tzaddik, but he was willing to what? Risk his life. He did risk his life to keep smicha going. We can't have Sanhedrin without smicha. Our whole masechta is anchored on this topic. That's why we're doing this topic before we get to all the details of the limud. That's when he risked his life. So what do you see from there? You see that one great tzaddik can give smicha. I thought we said one can't. That's the kasha. That's a long kasha. The chad lo samuch. It's all going back on three lines from the previous summon. Frech the Gemara gave smicha. It was one tana. Okay? There's one Tana. Great, great Kasha. Go ahead. What's the Terence? Go ahead. There were other guys with him, Bahadeh. Go ahead. Period. The reason why it wasn't listed, because it wouldn't be Mekovedic, because he was such a great Tzaddik. So there were three with him. There were three with him. There were two others. So Rashi says, Halacha Lamais, I want you to get this down. Rashi says what? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say over there? They couldn't find anyone else. What does Rashi say there? They wouldn't find anyone with him. I gave you the Yad Ramah here. What does the Yad Ramah say? We'll close with this because we got to daven mincha. What does the Yad Ramah say? He couldn't find, the Gemara is going to say, there were three other people there. Lomaisa, right? There are three other people there. The Gemara is going to say later on, we're going to get to it tomorrow, that there was a story that one Amora couldn't find two other people. Why couldn't you find two other people? According to the Rambam, the other two people don't have to be smicha. According to Rashi and Yad Ramah, all three have to have smicha from down. That's why he couldn't find. We're going to get to it tomorrow. Rashi and Yad Ramah are going to say, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't find. He wanted to give smicha to two Talmidim. He never could do it. Why couldn't he do it? Because according to Rashi and Yad Ramah, he needed three guys that had smicha. According to Rambam, you don't need three guys. According to Rambam, you don't need three guys. But he never had the time to do it. That's what we'll see tomorrow in the Gemara. So you see, there's a fundamental machlokes here. To give smichin, do you need a beis din? The real smichin. From Moshe Rabbeinu on down. Okay, chazer over, guys. Go over everything, and we'll continue this tomorrow because we got to get to the lomb smichin. Let's stop minting. Okay, who wants to down for the omen?